This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The UN said this morning that global food prices were flat in August. That eases fears of a global food crisis for now. But as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports, prices are likely to climb in the long term.
The future of global food prices isn't set in stone.
That's one of those questions if I knew the answer to, I'd be a rich man.
David Lobel is a professor at Stanford, but he says you can probably make a pretty good guess.
Most assessments put future prices at significantly higher than they have been in the past decade or two.
More people hungrier for more food are part of the reason. There are also supply issues, among them climate change. A new study from Oxfam says climate change will cause a steady increase in price among staple foods, but it can also cause dramatic spikes, prices doubling in days as droughts and floods become more regular. Heather Coleman is with Oxfam.
The research that we did tells us that climate change is going to increasingly drive extreme weather shocks, and that those weather shocks are going to cause more dramatic price spikes in global food prices.
And she says quick changes in food prices are much harder for people to handle, especially in places where getting enough to eat accounts for most of a family's budget. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.